wrong people to address because you are rather here. Many times we end up blasting those who are rather in the room. And then those who are not there never get to hear what is important. But we will repeat it. Amen. Amen. There are many things that can destroy a camp. And imagine those of you who drove 36 hours to be here, flew on airplanes, some of you took ships to come for a camp, for the camp to end abruptly. No, it is possible. Unless you are only 1 week old in the church. One of the things that are possible, apart from the sun rising from the east, is that a camp can end suddenly. And so, we will repeat that this particular announcement. It is very important. And so the next session, whenever we are told to come at a particular time, just try. I don't think this camp is for 2 weeks. How many days? Is it 5 days? So 2 weeks. 1.5 months. Days. You mean it's just for today and tomorrow? That's all. Oh, then tell anybody you can do better than that. Oh, I thought it was for 2 weeks. It's just 1.5 days. Oh, then please. 1.5 months. Days. You mean it's just for today and tomorrow? That's all. Oh, then tell anybody you can do better than that. Oh, I thought it was for 2 weeks. It's just 1.5 days. Oh, then please, let's do better. You mean the camp is ending tomorrow? Yes. Not Monday.
No.
Oh. Then let's make all the effort worth it. It's very important. Amen. And as I said, we will repeat it. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to take our notes and go over the very important things we were taught yesterday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should I give you a little time, Mr. Music Man? Just some 2 minutes to sort yourself. We were taught yesterday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should I give you a little time, Mr. Music Man? Just some 2 minutes to sort yourself out. I hear some sounds. Great. So, a prophet began yesterday with Revelations 4. Great. So, a prophet began yesterday with Revelations 4 and 11, I think. At least that's a scripture I have. So let's see what's there. Thou art worthy, O Lord, amen, to receive glory, and 11, I think. At least that's a scripture I have. So let's see what's there. Thou art worthy, O Lord, amen, to receive glory and honor and what? Power. For thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure, human being, to believe that it is God who has created all things. Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of nonsense in town. Philosophies and ideas about who God is and what he has not done and what he has done. But it is very important, and I'm talking to those of us in this part of the world where the demons have a PhD. Yeah. Your side of the world, the demons you are dealing with are not like ours. Ours are in primary school, you know, junior high, senior high. Yes. Yeah. You can be sitting here in church and be full of demons. And one of the things, hallelujah. Should I give you a little time, Mr. Music Man? Just some 2 minutes to sort yourself out. I hear some sounds. Great. So, a prophet began yesterday with Revelations 4 and 11, I think. Then you show the world where power is. You know, but you and I will do well to believe, if we can believe, that God has created all things, including you. You know, and also sometimes, I don't know, so I think because of our grades in school. Yes, because most of us get very good grades. You know, accountants. People have been around for a very long time with higher realms of intelligence. And so your little grade one or some A you got, you know, medials you did and you passed again, you know, should not let you feel that. You know, you see, there's a generation coming up who are already under the thumb. The first thing you should note is that God created all things, including you. Amen. Yes. And it will help you. It will really help you to know what you owe God. That's why I am a pastor. I mean, I don't have much education, but the little I have, I feel that I must use it to serve God, because I owe God my life. You know, not just my lifetime, but my life, my entire life. And all of us must know. Please take us back. Say, I am God's creation.
I am God's creation.
Yes. And for thy pleasure, they are and were created. So the purpose, the reason why you live is, you know, this beautiful book, I've not spotted yet, but it must be around. Now the covers have changed, but the title of the book is Many Are Called. It must be somewhere. Okay, wow. I didn't know it could be so helpful. Wow. You should have told me this. So you know all the things here. The first chapter of this book deals with the purpose for your life, why you exist. You know, I think it is why you are still alive. Why you are still alive. And the scripture Bishop gives is Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship, you know, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we walk in them. You know. So all these two scriptures are very important. You know. My brother, please note it. You have been created to please God. I mean, that's your function. Like Bishop held the iPad yesterday. You know. and asked us whether we would use this, or imagine that I want to, you know, nail something and I use this iPad. Is that a good idea?
No.
I want to fry an egg. So you break the egg, put it on it, and then put it on the stove, in the burner. Then you fry. Is this for frying of eggs?
No.
So when you don't use something for its original purpose, in fact, its lifespan is reduced. Yeah. It ceases to exist in a very short time. It just comes around and goes back. Like you know some of your friends, or you will know them later. Some of you don't know them now. You know them. People are on drugs, you know, fornicating all over the place. You see that every round of fornication reduces your life by about 3 months. No, I'm just imagine this being used to bake bread. Being used to bake bread. Yeah. When you don't use something for its original purpose, you are actually destroying it.
That's right.
Yeah. You are destroying it. We may not use such words like you are destroying it, but that is essentially what you are doing. You know, you are destroying it. Yeah, you are destroying it. We may not use such words like you are destroying it, but that is essentially what you are doing. You know, you are destroying it. So let's not talk too much about it. Your role, the reason why I have been allowed to be around on earth is to please God.
That's right.
Is to please God. And you better believe it. Otherwise, your life will be short-lived. I mean, not that you will die when you are 40 years old. No. You will die maybe around 98, 102. But you may spend all your time in a mental institution. Or hold up in a room somewhere and, you know, try to do what God made you to do.
Amen.
And what did God make you to do? What did God create you to do? What did God manufacture you to do? Why was this microphone manufactured? To nail wood?
No.
Why was it manufactured? To amplify sound. So when you use it for any other thing, you are destroying it. Don't destroy your life.
Amen.
Don't destroy your life.
Yeah.
Everyone here has been called by God. Yeah, the call of God is your original purpose. That's why yesterday Bishop spent time to talk about the role of your prophet, your teacher, your pastor. Very important. And he is our teacher. He is our, yes, we may have a branch pastor or someone, but he is the prophet. You know, the verse that blessed me most was the 30:20 scripture, Isaiah. Beautiful verse. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner. No matter how difficult your life gets, no matter what is happening to you, make sure your teacher is not taken off your sight. He's always in view. You know, like when mothers give birth and the baby is in a, is it a basket? You do put them in baskets, yeah? Basket or bucket? Yeah. When the mother is at home working, cleaning, washing, cooking, wherever she is, the baby is in full view. You know, she stands somewhere that you can see the baby. Let your teacher be in full view. Yeah.
Don't distract yourself. Don't let anything take your mind off. Have a pastor. Everyone here should have a pastor. And because there are many, not many, some of us here whose parents are pastors, you are blessed that your parents are pastors. But I'll advise you, apart from your father, to have another pastor. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The best person to pastor you is not your father. Your father, his best role is to beat you and to pump sense into your head. But there are certain things in life you will never hear if you don't have somebody pastoring you who is not your father. What will take your father 2 hours to arrange his English words and arrange himself and find the right time to say to you, it will take your pastor 10 seconds. You know. And so everyone should have a pastor, should have a prophet. And we have one. And you can have one, but he's not to you because you haven't made him so to you. You know, so coming back to your main role in life, the purpose, you don't exist to go to school. Hello? You do not exist to play piano. Neither do you exist to play drums. All these things you are doing, piano, drums, and violin, cello, and all, they are all to help you to carry out your original purpose. Why do you go to school? To get a job? Oh. No, you go to school to study, so you are more intelligent. You know, it is easier for an educated mind to understand God, even though education can also turn you into a fool. Yeah. I mean, the school I attend, my education has just helped me to appreciate. When I read my Bible, I understand it better. You know, education should not block you from God, should rather enhance your relationship. And God wants you as a Christian to be close to him so you can please him. Hallelujah. To do what he wants you to do. To serve him well. Everything. Everything. So your role in life, why God made you, is to please him. And you must not allow anything else to neutralize this role. To please him. To please him. You can make God happy every day of your life. Every day of your life, God will be happy with you. Yes, and one of the ways to make God very happy with you is to respond to his call. Amen. To serve him. You were not created to be a banker. Banker for Jesus. What, accountant for Jesus, a lawyer for Jesus. No, you are a child of God originally. The banking you are doing, the medicine, is just to help you to pay bills and to you know, to be around. But your original role is to please God, to please him, to win souls. Yes, to win souls. It's to Luke 15:10. Luke 15:10. And for thy pleasure they are. And we're crazy. Luke 15. The computer has gone. Please, what do you, find it for me. Yeah. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God. Joy. Excitement. over one sinner that repented. Spend your life pleasuring God.
Amen.
When you win a soul, you bring joy to God.
Hallelujah.
When you win a soul, you cause excitement in heaven. There is joy. And that is what you must spend your time doing. Anyone here who has never sat with someone to share Christ with a person, to talk about Jesus with a person, has not begun pleasing God well. Oh, yes. You must please God. Find someone. That is how we are going to start our churches. Everyone must have people you are following up. That's the ministry God has given you. The ministry God has given you. The life. Clap your hands. Are you expecting great things today?
Yes.
Our teacher is here. Oh, you, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Don't use clapping to distract yourself from what I'm saying. I'm telling you that, listen, you must determine from this camp that you will make God happy.
Amen.
Yes. And there are not many things, not 400 things. A few things make God happy. And when you know it, your life becomes better. Your life becomes a great life. So as we follow our pastor, as we follow our teacher, as we follow our prophet, as we listen to him, soaking the podcast every week and every day, constantly on it, not just for head knowledge, but to allow it to make you the person God wants you to be, you will discover that a lot of the problems you have will even fall off. God wants to use you. I said, God wants to use you.
Amen.
And you saw the list, the numbers 13. You know, people who were supposed to be great, but were non-scoring. You will not be non-scoring.
Amen.
When we mention your name, everybody will know you.
Amen.
That this is the little girl who went to that town to do ministry.
Amen.
This is the girl who drives for 4 hours to pastor a branch downtown. Receive that blessing. Are you ready for that life?
Yes.
Yeah, say, I can do it.
I can do it.
Otherwise, demons will use you.
Right.
Look, it is better for God to use you.
Yes, that's right.
It is better to allow the Holy Spirit to take over your life.
Yes.
It's better to allow the ministry to be your life.
Yes.
Than for demons and for devils and all types of things to take over your life. And I've told you, here in this part of the world, the demons, they are professors. They have PhD. They will deceive you right now. They will deceive you right now. And many of you are in church. You've been in church for years, but you've not seen much. You have not been profitable. The church is here to benefit from you. Your branch is here to benefit from you. Your pastor is here to benefit from you. But this camp marks the beginning of a new life of fruitfulness. This is the camp. You are living here to please God. That out of your life will come fruits. People you can point to and say, this person is in church because of me. This branch started because I moved. Or I went with my pastor. Or I was involved in an outreach. Don't spend your time just being here and going to school. You will become a devil one day. Go to school, but serve God. Work in the bank, but be a pastor. Be a missionary. Move somewhere and do something for God. Your main work on earth is not to be a doctor. It is to please God. And I believe that today, as we keep hearing great counsel and powerful words, they will come together to change our lives.
Amen.
Yes, after this, after tomorrow, we are going to have a new breed of pastors.
Yeah.
A new breed of church workers.
Yeah.
Yes. The branch you came from, on Sunday when you enter it, you are entering it as a branch changer.
Yeah.
Yes, you will change something in the branch. New things are going to happen in that church. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Or you are going to remain the same? Many of us here have not been significant or beneficial to your pastor. It's not good. It's not good. Your pastor should see you as a very important person. So There were names we saw yesterday. We could not even identify them. Shamua. What? Egal. Put it up. Let's see some of the names. Eh? When I mention something, you say, minus me. Yeah. Hurry, hurry. Shafat. Hurry. How many of you want to be hurry in the Bible? Next verse. Another one. This one there, it is plus me. Caleb. May you be a Caleb. Say, it is me. Say, it is me. Next verse. Two more. Just two more names. Egal. Egal. Next one. Verse 8. Oshia. That's Joshua. Next one. Palti. Father, remove all raffles in the church. Raffle. Raffle. May you not be a raffle. May you be a Caleb. May you be a Joshua. May you be a pastor. May you be a church builder. Clap your hands for Jesus.